Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm calling from Rochester, New York. And I just want to say how wonderful it's been since I've been on the program. This is 1 year and 2 weeks into my program. And I would like to dedicate this program, actually, to Miriam and Brigitte from Santa Fe, New Mexico. I met them on a train when I was going out to California to see Dr. Fred Bell and to be in the summer seminar, which went over so well. Tonight we're going to be discussing, believe it or not, I got my the Paradigm Hydrogen Quantum Sound Generator. And what that is, I'm going to play it here for you, and it's an actual generator. It comes from a gentleman who designed it, and Fred Bell is really doing quite a job with this, and I heard it on his radio program about 6 months ago, and it's taken a little while to get it, but it seems to be working tremendously well. What it does, basically, is, to give you a synopsis of what I know that it does, is that it's designed to be able to play beautiful, beautiful instruments. In other words, it is an instrument, but what it does, Hello? Yes.
Yes, my name is Frank. I'm from California.
Yes, Frank.
Yes, I wanted to some information about the healer because I talked to somebody else and he told me that I have healing attributes or I'm a healer. But I don't know how to recognize it or I don't know what it's about or...
You're going to have to speak up a little bit. I just barely hear you.
Okay, I'm from California.
Yes.
I don't know what it takes to be a healer or what a healer does.
Well, the healer is a very interesting word. Most healers don't like to be called healers. I call it the healing hour so people understand that there is something called healing, but I actually don't call myself a healer. There's a lot of different things with that kind of attribute. It's almost like a shaman being called a shaman that doesn't like to be called a shaman. Most shamans don't like that. But let's keep it simple. A healer is basically a person that does all kinds of healing. The attributes would be to get people to be more centered in their life, to be more grounded, to help them physically or mentally in any kind of attribute. Is there something that you needed or something that you wanted? Is it something that you desire for yourself? Hello?
Yes. There's one thing which I desire is justice for
justice?
The family. Yes, justice.
Justice, as in justice?
Yes, as in justice for some wrongdoing done against me.
Well, you don't want to... First of all, you don't want justice. What you want to do, a healer does not hurt somebody. What you want to do is send love and light to the person who has caused that problem. You don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want to cause the person harm. Divine justice comes in any form. And as long as you keep your mind centered, and as long as it's pure, and as long as you're loving, most people won't bother you. But if you have a problem where somebody hurt you, what happened?
My mother passed away recently, and a sibling took the entire state out of seven.
What's the last word you said?
A sibling?
Yes.
The entire estate out of seven siblings.
Okay. Was it given to him or her?
It was given to her because of blackmail.
Well, then you'd need to get yourself an attorney, young fella.
Yes, and that's why I got an attorney,
mm-hmm.
And I got two of them, but I'm not sure if they're the right ones. Their name is Silvio and Russell.
And what is this phone call about?
Oh, I just wanted to know what a healer is. If a healer, do I have to heal or what does it consist of it?
I think what you're looking for is somebody to help you in a spiritual sense. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes. Is there a divine order which I need to pray to?
Well, you need to pray to is God, number one. That's what a healer does.
Okay.
But what I would highly suggest is not to harm or ask for harm for the person.
No, I'm praying for justice. I'm not praying for harm.
Okay.
I'm praying for justice.
Okay.
I'm not praying to send somebody over there to
hurt
get
them.
An action
okay.
or something like that. I'm just praying for justice.
Okay, so what you need to do is to... Do you have a church that you go to or anything of that nature?
Yeah, not right now. I stopped going because I couldn't even face people. I was so face persons because I was so distraught.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I would suggest doing is sending love and light to the person who has this problem and ask for mercy for the person. If that's what happened, I mean, I don't know. You're telling me a story about a sibling of yours,
yes,
but we
no
don't
problem.
Know the whole story. You're just telling me you're part of it.
It's no problem. I could tell you the whole thing.
Well, I don't have time for it over the air. But
no problem.
What I'm trying to tell you is that if you want divine justice, is that you'll have to pray. And you need to get a hold of a good attorney, which sounds like you do, and I'm getting a yes that she's good at it.
Okay.
But what is in the will? Does the will say that everything goes to that person?
Yes.
Then I would highly suggest that you get this attorney. Does she know all the facts?
It's actually a person. He's a man. He's an Italian guy. I gave him all the facts and basically different directions. And also, they didn't take care of the person, so there's another thing I'm planning to go after him with, elder abuse. And
well,
there's a $15 million in the estate, so...
Well, that's a lot of money, so I can understand your viewpoint. But anyhow, it sounds like you're on the right track with the attorney, okay?
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you for your help.
Bye. Bye-bye. Anyhow, that was an interesting phone call. What we need to do, basically, is I was discussing the Paradigm Hydrogen Quantum Sound Generator. And I just played it a minute ago. That phone call sort of threw me off for a second or two. I met Randy. Randy is a wonderful person. Randy Masters was at the Paradigm Summer Seminar, and he... is a professional composer and recording artist and a performer, actually. And he combines his music background with his expertise, actually, as a harmonic mathematician and background in esoteric sciences to reveal the precise harmonics of our universe in its own field. So he's a very, very interesting man and a great guy. We listened to him for about 5 hours on, I believe it was Saturday, and he showed us these instruments. And one that he did was the harmonics that I just played. And what happened for me was as soon as I got this into the house, I started playing it, and things started to happen very quickly. Again, I have 4 projectors, holographic projectors in my fantasy room, and I use that room to massage people and do energy work. And the projectors fired again. They have pyramids. There's a few hundred pyramids in the projectors themselves, and they lit up, and there's a ball that sits over my massage table of pure light, and that was yellow and white light last night as I was playing it. I had a client, a very dear friend of mine, who just came back from Arizona, and her mother was in the hospital, and she just came back, and she was very distraught because her mother had triple bypass. Anyhow, we balanced her in less than 20 minutes using the Paradigm harmonics that we are using, the quantum sound generator that we've been playing here. It seems to work in quite a different way. It raises the vibration of the person or the persons that you're working on, and also myself as I was playing it. And it just really, really works, and it gives a great sound, and it actually does heal. And as I was playing it, her vibration went through the roof, and the vibration in the room and my whole house was very, very interesting. It became very light and very clear. Usually my home is light and very clear because I keep it that way. I do a lot of prayer and meditation in my home and try to keep it as neat as I can for my clients that come in. So it's very, very clear with energy, and the energy was very, very profound last night when we were using it, doing that kind of work. But the main thing is that the generator itself is quite interesting. It sounds really, really great. And it has just a fabulous, fabulous sound. Anyhow, the idea of the summer seminar that we went to was absolutely fabulous. It was so much fun to be there. And Dr. Fred Bell was really on target with a lot of things. And it would be very interesting to talk about all that he talked about. But we did talk about the nuclear receptor. We did talk about the projectors on the wall, and we talked about the nuclear receptor and the projector that we wear around our neck. And we did put on a show with that, and I helped him with that. He likes me to give him a hand with it. And we just had a wonderful time. The projectors on the wall were very, very interesting. I had Fred's two projectors there, and there was a person there who lived close by, and he had another two projectors, and he brought them in with stands. That was the day that I gave my talk, which was about 5 or 6 hours long on Sunday. And actually, instead of talking, what we did were we set up the projectors. I have, an art of being able to put the projectors up, and the room demanded they be about 6 feet high. And it was very, very interesting, because when I put them up 6 feet high, the room became very, very poignant in terms of energy. It was very clear and crisp, and you can actually feel the energy in the room just change with the projectors in the room and facing each other north, south, east, and west. And a gigantic ball of light was in the center of the room. What I did is that I put three pillars of light from heaven in the room. One was about 4 feet in width. The other two were about 2 feet in width. And we had about 60 people there, so 20, 20, and 20 were standing around on the floor, and they were interested in feeling the light. So we just stood in the light of these units that were coming down from heaven, and they were cylindrical. And some people that had the vision of light could see the light coming down from heaven, and it was extremely interesting, and it was extremely bright. The room became almost holy. It was so filled with light and so filled with love. I mean, everybody was just absolutely taken back by the energy that was in the room. So what we did basically is that everybody put their hands and raised their hands above their head, basically, or at whatever position they wanted to. And the light was so strong that it actually burned their faces and their hands and their ears. It was very, very interesting. The light was actually that strong. So what we did basically is that we took one person at a time in these three pillars of light. And as we were feeding the love back to heaven, the energy became so strong in the three pillars of light that they actually grew. The one that was 4 feet in width became 8 feet, and the ones that were 2 feet became 4 feet. It's amazing that love has that kind of consciousness. It was absolutely amazing. And that's the first time that I brought down three pillars of light. I've been able to draw down one, but for that, there were three, and it was just a beautiful time with that. But anyhow, the discussion that we did there is, instead of talking and not doing anything, for the first couple hours, what I did was talk and do at the same time so people could see the energy and feel the energy of love coming from heaven. The room became extremely, extremely bright, and it was extremely clear. The sense of grounding and the sense of understanding what it felt like to be in that kind of energy, it was so profound. It was really, really beautiful. It was crisp and clean. So what I need to do tonight, so you understand better about where I'm coming from, is that we need to be able to ground ourselves and be able to sit and think about what is important in our lives. And the way that I do that, basically, is that I clear my mind and I let everything go. I don't hold on to anything. I allow myself and the people that I work on, I allow that to overstimulate them and allow them to free their minds and just to allow that kind of energy to flow through them freely without any kind of equivocation. It's just wonderful to use the energy that we have and to be able to do that. So rather than to use something that's man-made, we're using our own energies to bring down energy from heaven. And everybody's heart just opened up freely and totally. You could see the energy passing through everybody's body. The light, the chakras were all in alignment, and it was really, really beautiful to see. So it was really a lot of fun. And it's wonderful to be able to heal people and to be able to work with people and give them an idea of what energy really is. I was able to get, there was a gentleman there that was in a wheelchair. He has since called me a couple times, and he hasn't been able to move his legs, and he's been able to move his feet a few inches already, and he has more feeling in his legs, and he has more feeling in his body in terms of emotional value. So things do happen for a reason. I don't call myself a healer. I don't know why, but I use it as the healing hour, but I don't like to be called a healer because I think that puts limits on who we are. I think what we need to do is just to allow ourselves to be and to use the energy that God gives us to help people, no matter who they are or where they are or what they are. It's just wonderful to send light and love to everybody that needs it. If anybody needs a good healing tonight, let me give you some phone numbers. It's 1-877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. And the number that you can use if you're in California is 1-530-876-9146. And it's been really a great time on the radio to be able to do this work. Anyhow, what I would like to do is tell you about how to be grounded and how to use the light as best as we can. I've mentioned this a few times on the radio program, but I think it's important to discuss that. In the Torah or the Bible itself, it discusses being directly into the light, and God had talked about it as being, don't turn to the left or don't turn to the right on your path. Stay centered on your path, and that's extremely important to do. I noticed that in the Tree of Life, the Kabbalah, it has the Tree of Life with 12 Sfirot, which are spheres that connect to the genera of God. And it's really, really interesting that when we're told to walk in our path, that in the center path there are spheres, and as we walk through those spheres of life, that the energy comes from different directions and is also fed to us through the center spheres, so that we don't have to turn to the left or the right. We just need to flow through the center, and all that energy will come right to us. So it's really interesting that God wants to keep it as simple as we possibly can get it, and to let go of anything. Once we have the ability to be grounded, to be focused, the best thing to do is just realize that we have the ability, that we have abilities far beyond whatever we thought we could have, and to be able to use those abilities in full potential with a lot of love and light. And it's so important that we feed everybody love and light. I can't tell you how important it is in terms of energy, because a lot of us have a lot of anger, and once we sit down and we start meditating, even if you take a candle and put it in front of you and there's no air blowing in the room, you'll see how steady that candle is. And that's what we need to do with our minds. We have to be steady within our minds to be able to give to others, to be as clear as we can be, which means to me that if you're in a stream and the stream is going downstream, that's the direction in which I flow. I never fight the stream going upstream. I always flow with the flow of the universe or the flow of the water. It's very, very important. To let go is divine, because the more we let go, the more love that is given us. In other words, we have energy that flows through us all the time. And if we take the time, if we sit down and clear our minds, you'll be able to feel the energy from heaven go through you, go through your body, go through your feet, and go to the center of the earth and bring that light back up to the center of the universe, which in our case happens to be the earth, and be able to use that energy as best we possibly can. I remember a long time ago when I was working with a client, I was allowed to go in my wrist. I do a lot of mystical work, and I was allowed to go in my wrist, and I heard this voice say, come, come. And I was actually in a cell in my wrist, and when I was taken into the cell, it took about 3 minutes, I'll never forget, it took about 3 minutes to get to the center of the cell. And in the center of the cell was the entire universe. And that cell was replaced every couple seconds or every minute. And it's really amazing to understand that our body is filled with trillions of cells. They're replaced all the time. And the entire universe is in one cell. So what I was looking at was that everybody used to tell me, my teachers, my masters, would tell me about the center of the universe being inside of us. And until I saw that myself, I didn't make a connection. And once I made that connection, it just doesn't leave you. You have an idea of the direction of which you need to go and to be in. And it's just a fabulous state of being. So I would take that and meditate. I meditate every day. I go into a meditative state when I'm massaging people. And what we need to do is to learn that if we do meditate, is to stay centered as best we can. I don't dilly-dally with energy. I use energy as profoundly as I possibly can, but as simply as I possibly can. So when I'm dealing with people, when I'm dealing with life, when I'm dealing with anything that is, you know, very interesting to me, what I do is just open up and send love and light either to the person or to the direction of what I'm doing. And it's very, very important to realize that we can do that. There's no difficulty in being centered or grounded. What we need to do is to be honest with ourselves. We need to live our truth. We need to honor our truth. And we need to be our truth. And it's very, very important that when we do discuss something like the truth, it's just that it has to go through us completely. So in other words, if I'm talking to somebody and I promise them something, I don't go back on my word, because my word is very important to me. And people want to know that when you are discussing them or discussing energy, that your word is very, very important. And any time that you're using energy, it's very important to keep that word as honest and as long as you possibly can. It's really interesting that with all the people that I work on, when they're finished, they're completely balanced, their chakras are open, and their minds are very, very clear. And it's really, really important to be able to do that for anybody. If there's anybody out there that needs a healing, please just call in. I'm more than happy to help you be able to help you out no matter what the problem is. The gentleman that called before, I'm glad that we talked to him and allowed him to speak and to realize that he needs to send love to his sibling. And hopefully that will help out a lot, or even help him in his task of splitting that money or whatever the case may be. And he did have an attorney. And so I think it's really important that we put people on a good perspective and a good point of view, which is basically you never want to hurt anybody. Just send them love and light, and usually things work out for the best. I know they do for me. And they do for a lot of other people that I know. If you want, what we could do is we could do a meditative, or actually a meditation that I've done on the program before, of getting connected to the center of the earth, bringing energy down from the center of the universe, and bringing that energy down to the center of the earth, which is really, really important to do. So if you just take a moment just to relax and allow that energy just to flow through you, you should be able to see light and feel very centered if you're with me, you'll be able to feel the centeredness right now. That's it right there. And you just want to relax with that and flow and allow that energy to go through you down to the center of the earth. You should be able to see light in your own body right now. You're all connected to your hearts, and I can feel that. Take that energy and just go straight down through your body right to the center of the earth. That's it. That's it. Just go right down. You're going to feel that energy going down. And there's a ball of light in the center of the earth. And you're making a connection with me. That's wonderful. There we go. We're right in the center of the earth now. And bring that energy up through your body and come back up to the earth. That's it. Just come right up to Mother Earth. That's it. Bring that energy up. You should feel very grounded and very balanced right now. Because what's happening is the energy from heaven is going through you, and the energy from the center of the earth is going through you. So in other words, when you come to standing on the earth, that energy should be flowing between you and Mother Earth and the center of the earth and heaven all at the same time. So you should feel very, very centered right now and very balanced and very grounded. And I think it's really great when we can do that. If there's anybody out there that needs some help, please don't hesitate to call. I'm more than happy to help you. The numbers are 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756 and 1530 877-876-9146. And we could do a lot of good healing work, and it's been a lot of fun being on here. I've had several phone calls, usually in a session, and sometimes it's a little slower. Some people are away or on vacation or whatever. But the last count is about 14 million people that have been listening to the show. So it's really interesting for me to have fun with it and to allow that energy to flow through us and to be able to help the people around. Now, basically what happens is that once you're centered and balanced, you have a glow about you. And that glow can actually just change people's lives. Because what you're doing is that, hello?
Hi, Steve. This is Nancy again.
Hi.
Hi. I am still having a problem with my pain.
Okay.
And I don't know what I'm doing wrong or what I can do to make it better.
Well, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. I think what we need to do is just connect a little bit more. So what we're going to do, where is your pain at, dear?
Right now it's in my whole body, but the worst is up in my shoulders.
Okay. You should be able to feel your heart opening up now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Allow that vibration just to go through your body by letting yourself go. That's it. You should be able to feel your gut opening up and your first chakra already. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, dear. Allow the energy to flow through you from Mother Earth. All the way up through you. That's it. It just hit your shoulders a second ago. You should feel yourself coming down. Can you feel yourself relaxing?
A little bit.
Good. Let's just stay with that for a minute. That's it. Just allow yourself to be grounded. Oh, it's starting to feel good. It's starting to feel good. Do you feel your mind being cleared and centered?
Yes, I do.
Good, dear. You're coming down. You should feel like you're like a magnet is getting a hold of you and just pulling you down to Mother Earth. Can you feel that?
A little bit.
Good, honey. Good. Let's just open you up in your heart a little bit more. We're opening up your throat. Your third eye is really open now. I'm just going to go behind you. I'm standing actually above you. I'm looking down through your head. And I'm looking down your back all at the same time. You should feel energy going through your back into your shoulders now. Can you feel that?
I do.
Good, honey. Okay. I'm getting the word peace. Peace. You should be very, very peaceful right now. Can you feel yourself totally relaxing?
Yes, I am.
Good, honey. How's it beginning to feel now?
Better.
Good. Let's just flow with the energy. What's happening is, right now, is that your heart's opening up. There's a lot of emotion there. And we need just to let that flow out. You should feel very crisp and clear in your mind now. Can you feel that?
I do.
Good. How does it feel now, dear, through your body?
I feel much better.
Good, dear. Let's just focus. We'll keep on working on it. That's it. It will reverse, and you'll go back up with pure energy running through your body a lot clearer. It's starting to reverse itself right now. It's not actually reversing, but there's no other word I can use. You should be able to feel the energy coming back in through you. What happened is that the energy left your body, the negative energy, and the positive energy is coming back in pretty rapidly right now.
Okay.
How does that feel to you?
I feel much better.
Good, honey. Good. Oh, that feels much, much better. How's your back feel? How do your shoulders feel?
Much, much better.
Yeah, you have a heavy, you had a heavy weight.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You should feel yourself expanding. expanding right now? Can you feel your aura expanding?
Yes, I do.
Good. Now, what you can do with that aura, basically, is that you can walk in a crowd of people because you're extremely clear right now, and the energy is coming right from heaven right through you. And you can walk in a group of people or a crowd of people and touch their auras and not even know that you're doing that and clearing them and changing their life forever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's amazing stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, you should feel very, very crisp and very clear in your mind. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Now, you feel a lot better to me.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. God bless you, and please call me again.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
And that's what we do with energy. It's so simple. I know it sounds very profound what we're doing, but profoundness is actually very clear and very simple to do. God does not want us to make it so difficult for ourselves. We need to keep it very simple. And God told me that everything should be done simplistically rather than to get into so much involvement that it just doesn't work. And the clearer we are and the more we let go, the more profound the change can be. I'm looking at my Paradigm Hydrogen quantum sound generator right now, and the bars are actually moving all by themselves, every one of them. I'm sitting here with my feet up on the table, and they're actually, from my feet, I can actually see the energy coming through me. And it's actually touching the bars that are coming down. This generator is about 3 feet long, about 3 feet high, and has 34 different notes on it. And they're all swaying. It's so interesting to see how much energy can be profoundly used and to keep it simple. It's just so wonderful to see, and it's so great to be able to use these instruments that I get from Fred Bell and from some other wonderful people that you can have so much fun with. Randy is such a fabulous guy. I mean, I talked to him, and he had a necklace there that I think I might be interested in buying. It really connected you to ETs, and I put it on, and I could feel the different dimensions opening up and being able to be touched by the ETs. What's interesting is that when I played this last night, Dr. Fred and I were on the phone today talking, and I told him that I have a portal in my house. And last night when we were playing this instrument, we had about 30 or 40 people in the house that were opening up from the portal and coming in. And they were different people from different planets. And it was so amazing to look at them. They were waving at me and looking. And the more I played, the more clear they became and the more defined they became. So this instrument really does work, and I got to hand it to Randy. He really knows what he's doing. And Dr. Fred, for using this, it's just amazing. I remember when Fred had this on his program and he played it. We were doing a show, and I said, "Oh my God, Fred! I can actually feel the difference with the generator just by you playing it," and it just opened up my chakras so quickly that it was amazing. And my friend last night, in 20 minutes, was completely clear with this instrument that I was playing. It's so much fun. There's so much to be done with energy. And there's so many people that really know what they're doing. Randy, you know, Sean David Morton, and most of all, Dr. Fred. He's such a dear friend, and we've gotten very close. And so we do a lot of talking about energy and how it works. And he's shown me some stuff that's really, really amazing, and things that he's working on now. But if he has, I think he has a seminar coming up. If I remember correctly, I'm not sure exactly where, but I think if you look on his internet, I believe that he's having it, I think, in a couple of weeks. If anybody is in that area, boy, you should really go, because he's absolutely fabulous with his work and what happens. It's just, it's really great, and Mikkel really does a wonderful job, and she's really great in her own right. And but that's enough about that. Let's get back to energy. What we need to do, basically, is to allow ourselves to love ourselves. It's so important to allow ourselves the freedom to be able to express our own expression. Everybody has got gifts. Anybody that lives on this planet and breathes on this planet has gifts. We don't know what they are, but the best potential to do is to sit and meditate and find them. I'm starting to go out on the road, and my friends in New Mexico want me to put on a show for them and maybe sit and meditate and show them how to open up all these different kinds of energies to use. And that would be so much fun to do. It's just wonderful to be able to show people how to work this energy and how to make it profoundly different in our lives, and how we can walk in the light and just stay in the light all the time. It's just so wonderful to do, and it's so easy to do. It's not difficult at all. All we need to do is just be honest within ourselves and allow ourselves to live the life that we want, and that's what we need to do. There's nothing difficult about it. All we need to do is say what we want and allow our energies to accept whatever God is giving us. And usually it's really pretty good stuff. So what we need to do is just live in that light. And once you live in that white light, and once you start walking on your path, that's what you need to do. And never turn to the left or the right. Just stay on the path and be as honest as you possibly can. It's not that difficult. And when you start realizing that changes are starting to happen so rapidly, because we're receiving a tremendous amount of light to the planet right now, and the changes are astronomical. It's going to be so important to be very focused, to be able to accept this energy and to let go. And what I mean by letting go is that don't make thoughts so profoundly that, you know, that's all you think about is your thought. Don't be scattered in your mind. Allow your mind to be free. Accept the light that's coming, because if you don't, it's just not going to work. So you need to allow yourself to accept the light that's coming to us, and it's going to be profoundly big, and just allow it to flow through you. And the more you allow it to flow through you, the bigger your aura will become. Now, I remember a few times, and maybe you guys remember too, that on the radio program, people were telling me that their auras are only 2 or 3 inches, away from the body, and maybe 6 or 8 feet or 10 feet, or, you know, I can feel my energy 72 feet away or whatever. What I did was is that I had a client, a very nice person on the phone, not a client, forgive me for that. But what I did was I took my hand after I cleared her. She was balanced. And she was living in California. And I said, please put out your hand straight in front of you, fingertips forward. And she could actually feel me take my hand and feel the energy from California all the way to Rochester, New York, just by clearing her and allowing the energy to flow. Because what happens is that we're under the mystique that, you know, if you're stronger or whatever the case may be, that your aura is only a few feet away. And here I showed her that I was touching her aura 3,000 miles away. So there's no limit to our thoughts. There's no limit to our aura. There's no limit to what we could do potentially. And so it's so important to open our minds and to be clear and to be concise. I think it's really important that people know that life is to be lived, and it's really, really profoundly wonderful, but to keep it simple all at the same time. You know, it's really interesting that when we use energy, it's our thoughts that count. In other words, if I tell somebody they'll be able to feel the energy will go right through them. And the reason is because I clear my mind the best that I possibly can, and to allow that person to feel their own energy, not my energy, but I allow them to feel what they have and what the potential could be in terms of clearing themselves and allowing that energy to grow and to use it with total love and total harmony and compassion, and to be able to be balanced and free of any kind of bad thoughts. And it's really, really important to do. The more we meditate, we get our thoughts very, very clear and very concise, and it's so important to do, because there's a lot of thought that we need to do, and there's a lot of thinking that we need to do, and by letting it go, your thoughts become clearer, your mind becomes clearer, and you'll be able to help people in a very, very fantastic way, rather than to try to figure it out. Don't figure anything. Just allow it to happen. Just be. And that's the way the energy flows. Energy does not go through, it goes through somebody that with confusion, but it's not as clear as somebody's mind that's not confused. And the more we allow it to go, the more we meditate, the more we pray, the more we understand ourselves. In other words, to allow ourselves to be, to allow ourselves to understand our own truth, because our own truth is truth, and whatever that truth is, you need to profoundly take a look at it and say, this is me, this is who I am, and this is how I want to be. And if you don't want to be the way that you are, you have the ability to change that. You have the ability to say, I want to live a better life. I want to be able to be clearer in my mind. I want to be able to be free. You know, I don't want any kind of blockages that are hurting me. And to get rid of blockages is so simple to do. I've taught Dr. Valerie, we were discussing it one day, and I was showing her how to do the breath of God. I breathe in the breath of God. And that breath is so wonderful, because if you take the breath and before you breathe in, you say, I breathe in the breath of God, you'll be able to feel that energy just be absorbed through your body and just cleanse and just clear everything that's in that pathway. And by putting that kind of wonderful, profound energy through our bodies, through our minds, through the blood, because the blood actually thinks. Everything in our body thinks, including every muscle in our body. And it's really interesting that we have the blood that's running through all those muscles. We also have a lot of wonderful attributes that God has given us to allow us to think, and to allow the cerebral energy to be able to pass through every muscle in our body. We do have spinal fluid, and that spinal fluid is in every muscle in our body, and that's why when people go and get a massage, sometimes they'll be able to get, they'll hit a muscle in their body, and they'll have a memory of when they were 4 or 5, and it profoundly just changes things, because what happens is that the fluid from the spinal fluid is actually in those muscles, and spinal fluid, like blood, thinks. And everything in our body thinks. It's just amazing to how we think that it's just our mind that thinks, and that's it. But everything in our body has wonderful, wonderful memory. Sometimes it's wonderful memory, and sometimes it's not such wonderful memory. And what we can do is just to allow ourselves to let go and let God in and allow that to clear through the breath of God. And it's a very, very simple technique, and that will actually help you mentally and physically. So you might want to take up and sit down and to be able to feel that kind of energy flowing through you. Again, allow it to be. Allow the energy to flow freely through you. Allow it to understand that's coming from heaven. It's coming from the center of the earth. Different dimensions will open up for you, and just flow with it. Allow yourself to feel even as much as you possibly can, and don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of the energy that's opening up. By closing one door, you open up another door, and that's usually much freer, it's much bigger, it's much less cloudy, and it's just wonderful to be able to touch in that kind of energy and allow ourselves to be in that divine light. Because the more light that shines through us, the more that we can help people on the planet. And it's so important to give as much love as we possibly can, and as much compassion, and as much, you know, just happiness. All that can actually flow right through you. And it's really, really a lot of fun to do. And that's what we need to do, and to give to everybody, and give ourselves mostly. And you'll be able to feel that energy. What I'm doing, I'm actually having fun here. I'm taking the breath as I'm speaking to you. I'm taking the breath and actually changing the energy on the table by getting the hydrogen quantum sound generator to move by breathing air through my feet. And actually watch them move. It's really interesting to do that kind of energy, and it's so much fun. So the clearer we are, the more that we can do, and the more that we can help people. And it's really fabulous to be able to help and do wonderful things for Mother Earth and for God and for ourselves. And to use that kind of energy is just so divine, to be able to help everybody. But mainly it is for our own edification, our own change, our own divine will to be able to feel even more. The more we opened up, the more profound it becomes in terms of understanding who we are and understanding the energies that we can actually give to other people to allow them to feel who we are, and by that they'll be able to feel who they are. And that's really, it's really wonderful to do that. And I usually do about 30 people a week. I massage 30 people a week. And I use that kind of energy to heal all the time. And I'm using the word heal, but it's very important to understand that just allow yourself to be. That's everything that there is just allow yourself to be. And not make anything big out of it. Just we're all the same. We have the same kind of blood. We have the same kind of emotions. We all have the same thing, and we need to be able to help everybody that comes into our lives that asks for help. And it's very, very important to be clear and concise and to be able to help yourself. Because the more love you give yourself, the more love you feel, the more love you have inside of you, the clearer you become. And love is so important, because we all need love, and we all need compassion, and we all need a lot of understanding, and allow ourselves to breathe in the breath of God and just keep our minds as clear as we possibly can. I can't tell you enough how important it is to keep our minds clear and to stay grounded. It's everything on the planet. By staying grounded, you help yourself, and then you help others all at the same time. So it's really, really great to do. So just shut your eyes a minute, if you would, and just allow yourself to breathe in all that wonderful light, and just see how that feels. Allow yourself not to think. Let's just take a minute just to be quiet and to feel the energy around us and feel the expansiveness that we can actually feel. You should be able to feel that going through your body now. I know it is for me. I'm becoming even more grounded. You should be able to feel yourself going into your tummy and opening up to new energies right now. It just feels so good to do. Yeah. You can open your eyes again. and you'll see that you're more in your body, that you're more into who you are, which means that you're more grounded. And if you look at your eyes should be very centered. If you're looking straight in front of yourself, you should be able to see more to the left and to the right of who you are. Remember that when you're walking your path, the more straight that you are in your mind, and this path is right in front of you, the more that you'll be able to see side to side in your head and in your eyes. So in other words, your peripheral vision will be a lot more. And if your peripheral vision is a lot more right now, then you've opened up to more energy. And I suspect that the people that just did that little bit of work for me can actually see more peripherally right now and should be able to feel very grounded and very centered. And that's what we want, and that's what we should be doing for ourselves, to be centered, grounded, and to love ourselves even more. And that's so important to do, to let go the hurt, the emotional hurt or the physical hurt, and allow ourselves to breathe in the breath of God and understand that God has given us the gift to be able to understand who we are. And the more we understand that, the more grounded you'll become, the more positive you'll become. So that's it's really good. I really enjoy that. I enjoy working with everybody, all my clients and the people out there that, you know, thank you for listening to me, and hopefully that, you know, you can learn as much as I learn from different people. And it's so, so important to keep our minds open and to take in everything that we need and to take in what we need and let go what we don't need. And it's so important to do. We have to learn from everybody. We need to learn from children. We need to learn from whoever it is. I remember a rabbi once talked to me about never live like a big oak, but live like a sapling, because a big oak in a hurricane storm can actually topple over, but a sapling bends and gives all at the same time. So you can be a mighty oak and break, or you can be a sapling and flow and just bend to the breeze. And also it's basically the same thing with water. You jump in and you just flow with it. Allow yourself to be. And that's really what we need to do. So I wanted to thank you so much for listening to me tonight. I hope I didn't bore you. I never bore myself with all this information. And I'm playing my instrument one more time for you guys. I'm so happy to have this. It's so wonderful.